Hi, Pastor Thomas here, and we're going to start looking at the Children's Catechism. And we're going to look at the first three questions today, and the first section of the Catechism focuses on God and His glory. The first question is, who made you? And the answer is, God. God made you. Isn't it amazing to think about that God makes you? In the Bible it says that God knit you together in your mother's tummy. Isn't that amazing to think about when you think about how small a baby is when you get to meet them? But even when they're growing inside the mother's tummy, how small that they actually are. And God knits them together, it says in the Bible. So who made you? God made you. The next question is, what else did God make? And the answer is, God made all things. So not only did God make you and other people, but He made all things. You think about small little things that God made, ants and flies and bees, and how amazing they are, that they're so intricate. But then also He made all these big things as well. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars. He made the earth. He made the tallest point on the earth and the lowest point in the sea. He made all of that. You think about how much water is in the ocean and God put it all there. You think about how many stars there are in the sky. And God made all of these things. Isn't that phenomenal? You and I might be able to make some things. We might be able to make a pretty necklace. We might be able to paint a pretty picture. But we cannot make things like God made things. And God made everything. That's amazing. We can take things and make something out of them, but He made everything out of nothing. So God made all things. And the third question is, why did God make all things? And the answer is, for His own glory. For His own glory. God made everything for His own glory. And it doesn't take long for you to be able to see that. You can look at the sunrise and just be in awe. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Every morning, every evening, the colors in the sky that appear. You can look at trees and flowers and how beautiful they are. You can smell things with your nose and be able to see that God made them. And it just makes you stand in awe that God made you and me. He made all things. And why did He make all things? For His own glory. So next time you see a sunrise, next time you look at creation, you look at even you get to hold a little baby, just be in awe. Just remember that God made all of these things for His own glory.